Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sean Salisbury's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sean, Dustin is panicking about Corey Kluber right now because he had a terrible start today.
Stinks.
What do you think of that?
You guys starting to stink.
I'm not worried. Hey, did you guys see Verlander last night?
Yeah, Chris Sale got destroyed. Tanaka got destroyed. A lot of pitchers, a lot of good pitchers have gotten beaten up.
Early, I kind of liken it to in the past. Now, things changed this past year. The defense has always seemed to be ahead of offenses in the NFL until they got a taste of some of this new spread stuff that Baker, you know, all this wide open offenses. And then they settle in, and although it was an offensive year, they settle in and you get them. And I'll tell you, if I'm going to name five pitchers in baseball I'm not worried about, Corey Kluber's one of them. Yes, I understand. We all do. Guys, here people were panicked about Carlos Correa after last year's injury. Like, oh, my gosh, we're going to get the normal Correa. And you saw the great play on defense, and he's swinging the bat and hitting the ball the other way now. So he looks good. I'm not worried about Kluber. I'm not worried about Verlander. As a Red Sox, lifelong Sox fan, I'll tell you what, though, I am a little worried about Sale. I don't know what's up. He signed the extension. Guys, his average fastball now, in his two starts, is in the 80, upper 80s. It's like 89, a little over 89, and it's dipping every inning as he goes along. Now, that to me, I understand if you're not spotting it, but, yeah, I get a little concerned when velocity for a guy who, when he's right, ramping it up at 96, 97, pounded in there at 98 at times, and with his motion. So, as a Sox fan, but I get what Dust is talking about. You're always a, oh, my gosh, that's my team, not my best, not my number one starter I'm rolling out there. They're not allowed to have bad starts, so I'm more concerned and hope that it's nothing injury-wise for Sale. When it comes to Kluber and Verlander, I assure you when we get to the postseason, those two big dogs will be out front and their teams will be fine. There's been a lot of teams, guys. You're telling me, and if we go by this, the Orioles are going to win the division and be in the World Series, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm not too worried about Kluber or the Astros or the Indians getting theirs. It's the injury thing, Ramirez and, you know, banged up, and obviously with Lindor. But once they get healthy, We know the four big dogs in the American League that are going to be there, and you guys got one, and so do we here at the Red Sox and Yankees, who are battling some injuries as well. But I'm not worried about Kluber.
Yeah, there is real concern here about the lineup. The lineup is an issue, and now we'll see.
Right.
The Twins are better. We'll see how the season goes along, especially if Lindor's injury lingers. We'll see. But
no question,
Sean. By the way, congratulations! I know you're doing the morning show now in Houston. You must be thrilled about that.
I am, guys. You know, that's where I started. When I first quit playing football, about 3 months later, when I signed with ESPN, I was also doing morning drive in California and San Diego. And I was sleeping about 4 hours a night, raising my three children young. And I felt like I had energy out of nowhere. And I don't know, I'm just one of those weird birds. I like the 3 o'clock wake-up call. Yeah. I kind of like it when it's peaceful. You get a lot done. So I've never been told I wasn't a whack job. So I'm loving it. The morning show's going great. Get it by 10:30. You can either be on the golf course after you get off the air, or I can actually go watch day baseball games in person. I actually love it. So things are going well, man. I appreciate it. It's kind of a nice dream, and getting back in that slot means a lot to me, and our team's been great, and it's been fun for me to get back at it, and we're having a fun start.
Well, congrats, buddy. You deserve to be back, and you need to be back on TV one of these days. We're working on
I'm hoping that's next. Yeah. You know, like I said, it'd be great, and I'm begging for that chance to go to jump on. So not really begging, but if it comes, great. If not, I'll keep going, you know, doing what I'm doing. But hopefully that'll present itself again. That'd be a blast. But I'm sure enjoying what I'm doing now, and I'd love to do both.
Well, you're doing a great thing, and we love having you on every week. So
I love being on. I'm not going away unless you guys kick me away. So I'm here.
We're not kicking you anywhere, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk a little Brownies here. It was Monday, which was April 1st. And the picture went out. The Browns put it out. They said it was Baker Mayfield, it was Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, and Myles Garrett all on the podium in Berea. They said, no, this is no April Fool's joke. This is real. It still doesn't feel real, Sean.
No, I agree with you. And
it's so, I mean, over the narrative over the years, guys, and what we've seen, but it is real. And, you know, it's now tangible. We can reach out and touch it. You know what I'm saying? We always say, what if? Well, the what if is real. And, guys, I ran one of Jarvis's, you know, we ran some sound to him when he was talking about Beckham, that he cried when he knew he was going to sign. Yeah. That this team is doing it the right way, man. I think there's a real deep kind of love for each other. I think they're on the same page. I actually think they love being around each other. We haven't even seen it all yet. They're just getting started. I think Beckham's going to be a monster with healthy, and I expect Jarvis Landry to have as good a season as he's had because of the presence not only of Baker and his accuracy, but having Odell on the field. I just, guys, you know this, and if I wasn't even on with you guys or never was on a Cleveland radio show, I love them. I love what they're about, and I say it every week, but I do, and it is real. And I know for Cleveland fans that have gone through struggles of years, you know, post-Bernie and that group with Clay and all those great players were there and thinking, man, we're begging for that again. You got it. Now, they got to go out and do it and stay healthy and be a little lucky like every team does. But when you start to, you know, it's like when you go to a game now, if you're a Browns fan or you're a Cleveland Browns player, when you waltz into Pittsburgh and Heinz, when somebody comes and plays you, when you travel and you walk in, it's no longer, oh, Cleveland's coming to town.
Right.
All you got to do is play kind of decent, you'll beat them. It's a semi-bye week. And I don't mean that disrespectful, just the national narrative. When they come waltzing in now, push their shoulders back, that now you're in for it. We can not only talk about it, but we're going to post the lineup. We're going to bring some guys to the table that if you don't play great football, we're whipping your ass every week. And this is, we talked about on my show this morning. That's how much presence it is. We're talking about it in Houston,
yeah,
about your Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And, guys, it's just now when they walk in, you better prepare hard. You better not smirk about it. The Cleveland Browns are real. Now you got to go do your thing, but something tells me, here's what it does. The talent matches the swagger. Sometimes teams have swagger, but it's fake swagger. Some teams go into the season and say, well, we all got a chance. And we damn well know, guys, there's a handful of teams in football that have no shot when they line up this year to make the playoffs. And that's been Cleveland at times in the past. Now, when they open the season and that, hey, everybody thinks they got a shot. No, Cleveland doesn't think. They expect January football, and so do I, and so do you guys.
Yep.
So I think it's awesome to watch, and it's going to be one of the great watches in 2019. I'm usually not ready for football in April, because I love baseball, but I can tell you this. This is about as excited as I've been wondering about what Kyler Murray or the draft, this free agency and the intrigue and what's going on with Cleveland. To watch that division shift and the power shift to the Cleveland Browns, now go out and do it. I couldn't be more excited for the fans and for you guys. You guys are going to have a lot to talk about over the next handful of years, and it's going to be a great one when we open the season watching the Browns play this year.
No doubt everybody's fired up. Sean Salisbury with us, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, you know, this week Duke Johnson, supposedly his people told somebody in the Browns front office that he wanted to be traded. You know, you look at the Browns and you say, well, you got all these great backs. But, you know, Kareem Hunt suspended for 8 games. And you know how that position, you could have an injury in a second. Duke Johnson, for at least the first 8 weeks, is the clear number two back. And you always want it. Most teams use two backs. Would you try to talk him out of wanting to be traded, or would you move on and get a young guy?
Well, I'd try to talk him out of it. Listen, I mean, now, I don't usually subscribe unless there's a Barkley or a guy like that, or, you know, picking a running back in the top five, which they're not going to do, obviously. But I'm just saying, for any team, you got to be unique for me to – even nowadays we're getting to the point where if I'm going to take a running back in the first round or in the upper 15 picks, you better be something – better have a little bit of freak show in you. If I'm Cleveland, I'm ball hogging, man. You know what? I know, Duke, you might want to be traded, but, dude, we didn't want to convince him how important he is. Think about this. First 8 games, no Kareem Hunt. Just what if Nick – you know, he hurts his ankle for 2 games. You guys know this. The difference in winning a division and trying to make a wild card can be 2 games.
Yep.
And I listen, people in, you know what they're talking about in Houston? Since they didn't go after Le'Veon Bell with the Texans, they need a frontline back. They lost their backup, Alfred Blue. And while Lamar Miller's decent, they need another guy. People in here are begging for the Texans to jump into that fray when they heard it. They're begging for him too. And I am too. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, you're going to make me an offer that I can't refuse. Otherwise, I'm not parting with him, because I promise you at some point in the season, the backup's going to have to be relevant. He just on most teams, and you got one. This is a good. There's teams that would he'd be their number one back, and I'm going to tell you right now, he's more explosive than Lamar Miller is. So if it was me, I would do everything I could. You know, you don't have to kiss a guy's rear end. I mean, he's getting paid, and he's a pro, and he's under contract. But I would do all I could to say, you're a big part of this, and I would not give him away to any team. I wouldn't. I'd make – you better make me an offer, number one, I can't refuse. Then I can draft a younger guy in a third or fourth round or second, whatever you want to do. But I'm telling you, this is an asset, and I'm keeping this asset because these guys are important. And, you know, we see it all the time. Hey, he's going to miss three games with a hammy. Okay, well – you guys would not miss a beat if Duke Johnson happens to be your running back if something were to happen to Nick or even when Kareem gets back. You can never have enough good ones, and it's great to have an asset. I think this is a Cleveland. They got to be smirking saying, no. We're not the Giants. We just don't give players away that are good for our team. We're going to keep him. Cleveland's building something special. You got to make me an offer I can't refuse, or Duke Johnson is convinced to stay a Cleveland Brown.
Sean Salisbury with us on the hotline. Sean, the Seattle Seahawks are going to have to pay Russell Wilson this big contract. He's made a demand that he wants paid by April 15th, and I believe they have to give him every dollar. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yeah. I have John Clayton on. John comes on my, you know, we play a little four downs every week, and I asked John last week, part of the question was, is there any way that the Seahawks are crazy enough to go try to draft a guy and let their best football player go? I don't think they can, and neither did John, and he's there living in Seattle. Guys, there's certain things you just don't do in sports if you're me. Sometimes you do got to overpay. We see it, and whether it's baseball, whether you want to keep guys like Trout, you want to get guys like Harper or Machado, you got to overpay at times because that's just what we are. Entertainment sports, sometimes you just got to. Listen, he's one of the big guys. He's one of the best closers in football, bringing from behind fourth quarter guys. He is their best football player, and I don't think he wants to play somewhere else, and I understand, you know, people put ultimatums. The Seattle Seahawks are back in a rebuilding type of thing right now since the Legion of Boom, and they've still got good players, and they're still going to have to pay Bobby Wagner at some point in time. They're going to have to start paying, but I can tell you, you can't lose that, or you got to start over. That corner, look at Cleveland. Look
what
Baker Mayfield's done to your football team.
Yep.
Just completely turn it around. Now, Seattle's had success. No, I'm with you, Dustin. I would not you're going to have to make him because that's just the way it is. Contracts become outdated. Russ Wilson's going to end up being the highest-paid football player in NFL history here probably within the next month. I think that's going to happen. They cannot let him go.
Sean, we go from baseball to football to basketball. Can your Houston Rockets win the NBA title?
They can. They're playing better defense. They've got, and I know people are going to argue and want Giannis. Guys, the things that James, and I've been a critic of his for years. You know, we get into this defensive thing, second in the league in steals. The things he's doing on the offensive end are nothing short of phenomenal. It's incredible to watch. The thing is, my biggest concern about them is when James is having, and he hasn't been great in the postseason, he just hasn't. And that's the next thing to, you know, there's an asterisk by, great regular season player, but how in the world are we going to get him to another level? When it comes to the postseason, he's going to have to. My biggest concern is if James scores 18 or 21 and has a bad shooting night, can the other guys, and they've got a good bench, they do, but can they, in a seven-game series against the Golden State or against a team like that, can those guys carry and carry it for two games, or if James is having one of those days, can they do it? I don't know, but I can tell you this. When they're full strength and they're playing well and Capella is playing at both ends, yeah, they're capable of it. But in a seven-game series, it's going to be difficult when Golden State turns it on. But I think Golden State is beatable, and I think Houston can. Great leadership from Chris Paul. I wouldn't, if I had to push my money all to one team, I probably would say I wouldn't make the Rockets the favorite. But they do match up well. They're 3-1 against Golden State. If you remember last year, you guys know this. They were up 3-1 until Chris Paul got hurt. So they do got something on Golden State. They're capable of it. I don't think I'd bet on it. But James Harden is having such a magical season. If he can jump out and get up 2-1 or 2-0 in a series, yeah, I think they can. And guys, don't underestimate it. And even though their record says we're not supposed to underestimate him, I still love the way the Milwaukee Bucks playing. Can you believe we're saying Milwaukee can win an NBA title in the East? I agree. You know, Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson don't play there anymore, but the big fella does. I think we're pulling for it here, but we got to see postseason. People are kind of treading lightly, and there's not a lot of banter about it because they want to see postseason results. Harden's having a magical year. He's got to do it in the postseason. If he does, he can carry a team through the playoffs.
Sean, pleasure as always, man. Good to talk to you.
You guys are the best. I appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.